We ready to rock and roll with this
shit? I think
shit?
We're ready to rock and roll. Let's all just right. fucking do this.
Oh, man.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 194.
This is a podcast where two drunken castle crashers play retro games for your amusement. I am castle crasher number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am castle crasher number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going to be doing a little castle crashing as we play, not castle crashers.
Not castle crashers. It's a fantastic game.
Mylan's Secret Castle on the NES. We're going to get nowhere in this game.
Yeah.
This is one of the
most... that's about par for the course for this
podcast.
Well,
it really
right?
is, but like this one's like especially difficult, but...
Well, so were the X-Men games the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we
that's true.
We have not beat a level in 2 weeks.
In
well,
weeks.
No. Oh, yeah, we played Pokemon Snap last week.
Yeah,
we beat a level.
We did beat a level. We moved on to the
caves or
whatever.
We moved on to the second level,
We'll see how far we get in Mylan's Secret Castle, but before
not
we get
very.
There, how's it going this week, Drake?
Oh, it's going pretty good, you know, just chilling and doing some homework and studying. Had my first, two tests for the radiography classes.
And did you ace them? Or?
I did not ace them, but, well, one of them I think I did.
Okay.
It's hard to say. It was a lot of, like, short answer stuff, and he hasn't graded it yet.
Right.
Because he's in Disney World.
Oh, nice.
But the other one... was all multiple choice, and we graded in class. I got two wrong.
Okay. Well, good job. Good job.
One of them I feel like is bullshit, and I think I should have gotten right. It almost seemed like an opinion-based multiple choice question, where it's like, this is largely to do with what your personality is, because, like, it was like one of the chapters we did for some reason, like, the first four chapters in the book are... real basic stuff like, oh, this is, you know, if you're getting, here's what radiography is. Here's, like, educational, like, study skills and how to deal with stress and everything.
Okay.
And in that one, one of them was like, a girl, you know, in your class comes over or asks you to study with her for the test. And she, you know, doesn't put a lot of effort into the class so far and is struggling and is maybe questioning if, you know, this is the right degree for her. What should you do and stuff? And I, being an optimist, said, like, well, you help her out, and it's a good way for you to study and review the things you already know with her while maybe, helping her out. And apparently, no.
That's
you should tell her no, and she has to study by herself.
What? Oh, yeah, that is definitely
I was like, what?
Question. What the fuck?
That, like, how do you, like, turn someone away? Like
right.
That?
Interesting.
So I thought that was kind of bullshit. But.
Right. All right.
Still got, you know, 48 out of 50.
Nice.
I'll take it.
Excellent.
But yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Not much new to report.
No tests for you this week?
No tests for me this week. Pretty standard week at work, you know, just kind of chugging right along. But tell the revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have reached the summit of Mount Celeste.
Oh, you have? Nice.
I mean, I've done it twice before.
Right,
but...
right. Oh, you've done it twice before.
This is my third time playing through.
Oh, I've only played through it once. I should do it again.
Yep, I did it. I don't remember now, like 1,200 deaths.
Okay,
which is down from the first time I played it, I was over 2,000.
Okay,
the second time I think I was about 1,800.
1,800.
But these last two times, the second and this time, I was going for more strawberries than the first time. At a certain point, I was just like, nope, I'm done.
Fuck
with
the
strawberries.
I tried to get everyone I could at least see. Like,
I generally, if I see one, I will try a few times and stuff. This time I tried more, and you know, I ended up with 25 more strawberries than I got last time. Which is like 50 more strawberries than I got the first time.
Right, right.
I think the first time I got around 80 or something. This time I got 125.
Nice. So. Yeah, I got a bunch.
And I got all the crystal hearts.
Did you get all the B-sides?
I have all the tapes.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't played through them at all.
Yeah.
I probably won't.
How do you get the C sides?
You have to beat the B sides.
Okay. Or you don't? Do you have to find tapes in the B sides or something?
Sure. I've tried some of the B sides, and I was just like, nope.
They're fucking hard.
This
shit.
Is fucking.
I can't even imagine what the C sides are like. I don't know.
I think I beat the very first B side, and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. And then I think I tried all the other ones just briefly, and was like, no,
not gonna happen.
I will. Break everything in this house if I keep trying this, along with my brain. So now I reached the summit, so now I'm going through the core.
Oh, yep.
And then I'll be playing the new chapter. That's why I'm playing it. Is because a new chapter was released like a few months ago.
Yeah.
But
I should do that too. It was free, right? I'm sure I have it.
It's just an update. Download the update or whatever, and you'll have it.
Great.
So, yeah, just got to beat the core, which I've never beaten before. I gave up on that partway through last time because it's fucking hard.
It is hard. I think I beat it. I don't remember. I know I was there. I don't know. Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
So, trying to finish that up. Get to the new stuff in Celeste.
Yep. Exciting.
That game's just fantastic.
It is so good. I should run through it again myself. I need to. It's fun. Yep.
What about you, man?
Well, I've been playing Smash, as usual.
Surprise, nothing
new to report there, but also been playing some more Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty fun. I don't know. It's like you have to investigate all this stuff, and it's hard sometimes.
Still
lawyering it up, it's a little obtuse sometimes, the game. It's like, you think, like, I'm like, oh, well, here's a contradiction, but then it's not actually a contradiction, like, to the game or whatever, like, in their testimony or whatever. And then, like, I got to this part, and I learned that you need to save all the time. Like, just keep saving, and then you can just go right back to where you were. Like, you can make a choice, and then if that's the wrong choice, you just load up the save again and make the other choice or whatever, or a different one. And so I did that at this one part, and I was like, I do not know what to do. I can't figure this out. So I just went through and I presented every piece of evidence to see if something would trigger, this is the right thing. And it didn't. And I was like, okay, well, I guess this is just fucking unwinnable. And so I continued through the bad choices, which they were all bad choices apparently. And then so I'm about to lose, but then the game's like, hold it. And like, somebody comes rushing into the courtroom with some new evidence. And it's like, well, how was I supposed to know that was going to happen? I just wasted all this time.
Also, I don't think that's how
that is
court
not.
Works.
No, it works. The court in Phoenix Wright doesn't quite work like a real court. There's no jury or anything. Mm. It's all the judge. And
Have you been studying up on bird law?
On bird law. You know
your bird law?
Actually, there's a parrot in this case I'm doing right now. And
so you should know bird law.
Yep. I've been studying a lot on bird law and maritime law. but yeah, Phoenix Wright, I don't know. It's very fun. I didn't think I was going to quite...
A crook, Captain Hook. Judge, won't you throw the book at the pirate?
Yeah, I don't know. Phoenix Wright is much more fun than I ever expected it to be. I just had heard about it a lot, and so I bought it. It was on sale for $15 or something, and I bought it. And I don't know. I'm definitely going to play through all three games, and it's going to take
a while.
Still
on the first
one? Yeah, still on the. I'm only on the fourth case. They take a while. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's like a real case, man.
I know, but the law in this world that you're in, court cases were taking too long, so they made a law that they can only take 3 days. So you have three days. Generally how it works is like something happens, like a murder or whatever. And then the defendant hires you as their, you have to get, so a lot of times you have to get them to hire you as their defense attorney. You're a defense attorney. Yep. And then you get to investigate for a while. So you go to the scene of the crime, and it's like a point and click kind of thing where you just like put your magnifying glass over something. And if it's like, it'll turn yellow if there's something you can learn, or whatever. And so you gather all this evidence, and then you go to trial, And then like the first day of trial happens, and usually it ends at some point when the judge is like, oh, well, we need to do more investigation, blah, blah, blah. And then you get to go investigate more, and then you go do a trial again. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's very fun. I'm having a good time with Phoenix Wright.
Solid.
Yeah. But this week, Jurek, we're going to be playing Mylan's Secret Castle on the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We might as well.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Bring it.
Here we go. Mylan's Secret Castle, NES, question number one. This game is pretty much the definition of Nintendo hard. Can you continue in this game?
Kind of, yes. You hold left and press starts, and you kind of you start back where you were, but only after you've gotten the first, like, crystal.
That is correct, Jurek. That's exactly right. All of that was perfect. Yeah, you have to retrieve the first orb from the first boss, which is like, I guess that's just beating the boss, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But without that, like, every time you just start right back at the fucking beginning.
And, yeah, you have one life. I mean, you have, like, health or whatever, so it's not like you get hit once and it's game over.
Yeah, and it only mentions that you can do that in the Famicom instruction manual. It doesn't mention it at all in the North American instruction manual. Yeah. So, like it was, like, finding a code in order to continue.
Right,
was, like,
yeah, back playing this, you know, before GameFAQs and stuff.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know without. It was probably in like Nintendo Power or something. But
yeah,
Nintendo Power might not have even existed in 1988. No,
I think 88 might have been the first, or 88, 89, 90, somewhere around there is when Nintendo Power started. I want to say 88 is probably right, but I don't know. Hard to say. Okay, one for one here, Jurek. One for one. Here we go. Question number two. What version of the game is widely considered the best?
What version of the game?
Like, what port of the game?
Game Boy version.
That is correct. So the game was ported to Game Boy in 93. They made a few tweaks that really improved the experience for the player. Mm. The main thing they added was a password feature, so you didn't have to start over every single fucking time. And then also the rooms are slightly smaller just because of the Game Boy, and there are fewer enemies. And also the boss fights are much easier in the Game Boy version. You can hit them anywhere on their body. In the NES version, you have to hit only their head. And so...
Watched playthrough and I didn't even realize that they were hitting their head.
Yeah. You have to hit them in their head. Apparently all the bosses have like the same attack pattern.
Yeah, and that's what it seemed like from my little bit that I watched.
Yeah. There was one more thing I didn't write down, but they definitely changed in the Game Boy one, and now I was gonna just mention it, but I don't remember what it is. Some sort of quality of life feature that's better. Anyway, okay, two for two here, Jared. Two for two. Question number three. A reference to Mylan appears in what other NES game that we have played on this podcast?
Jesus.
Hint, it is a Hudson game.
That's what I was assuming, but I don't know what other Star Soldier.
That is correct. Holy shit. Wow, did you just pull that out of your ass?
Well, like, only because I have the composer for this did start. So, like, it was like the only two other Hudson Soft games I can think of off the top of my head are the two that I have written down that he also composed for, and we haven't played Mickey Mousecapade.
Right.
So.
We have it on this? I think we have.
So, have we?
I don't know. I love Mickey Mousecapade, so I've played it a lot.
Right. I don't think we played it on the podcast.
Oh. We got to play Mickey Mousecapade, dude. That game is fucking sweet.
Maybe we have. I have no idea.
I think we
might have.
We
played 194 games.
I know. I don't know.
Like, Nate asked us the other day, have you played this? And I fucking had to, like, scroll through. I'm like, I know we played some hockey games. I assume Blades of Steel was one of them.
Yeah,
and it was indeed.
We played Blades of Steel
back in, like,
and
episode,
Ice Hockey.
Like, 30 or
something.
Yeah,
we played both the NES hockey games on the same episode.
But damn, man, 3 for 3.
3 for 3. 3 for 3. Very nice. So, yeah, in Star Soldier, you can find Mylan tiles that are each worth 40,000 points, but they can only be found if, like, very certain score conditions are met. Like, you have to have, like, a certain number in your score or something, and then shoot the right block or something.
Which one was...
Star Soldier? It's like a top-down shooter.
Top-down, like, shooter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was one...
Like, super fucking hard, right?
Yeah, it was really hard, and it had a weird mechanic where you could, when you were flying around, you could go underneath the some parts of the level, and you couldn't get shot under there, but you also couldn't hit anything from under there. It was odd. I don't know. We played that back on episode 72. Mm. If you
because you're like flying through
that.
Space,
yeah,
in that one,
yeah, you're a Star Soldier,
right?
I'm unsure if we mentioned the reference to Mylan in that episode. I didn't take a look, but I know that it was not one of my three questions in that episode. I did look that far. Okay, 3 for 3. Nicely done, Drick. Would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Mylan's Secret Castle on the NES?
I sure do. It was released in 1986 in Japan and 88 in North America. Developed and published by Hudson Soft. The, I don't know, director or anything. No idea.
No idea.
Couldn't find it. Wasn't listed on Wikipedia. They didn't show the credits on a long play, like, video I watched on YouTube. Like, I scrubbed to the end and nothing. It just stopped on, like, the final screen where the queen or whatever is like, hey, thanks for saving the castle. Peace out, man.
Oh. There is a cool, I should have made this one of my questions. What would it be?
The secret ending?
Yeah, the secret ending.
Yeah, if you beat the game 2 times, you get the secret ending where it's all of a sudden then says, this is the end of episode 1. See you again.
But when was that discovered?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Not until 2009.
Seriously? Because nobody could beat this game 2 times.
Well,
in a row.
I mean, I don't know, or nobody wanted to beat it 2 times in a row.
Like,
but,
oh, fuck, I beat it.
That wasn't discovered until 2009, which, like, 20 years after the game came out.
Wow.
Which is pretty, that's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, that I would not have known.
And the Game Boy version also, after that was discovered, it was also discovered the Game Boy version also has a secret ending. Slightly different than the NES one, and that one you have to get by, like, not getting hit by anything or something. I don't know. It's like
no
something
wonder
crazy,
nobody
but
fucking do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, but I do know the composer. It's Takayuki Kunimoto.
Okay. Do we? Oh well,
Star Soldier and Mickey Mouse Capade.
Right.
Were the two that I recognized. They worked for Hudson Soft,
yep.
Basically. So. Okay. A lot of them were Hudson Soft games, but not all of them. Most of them I didn't recognize.
Okay. Well, should we... What was their name again?
Takayuki Kunimoto.
Takayuki Kunimoto. Should we listen to some of Takayuki's jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. It's actually good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really...
The music's actually good.
There's variety to it. The title screen
is like real jazzy.
Real jazzy.
When
it's
we
like,
listened to it, I was like snapping my fingers along with it.
Yep. I don't know. It's better than it should be. The music, I think, might be the best part of this game.
Yeah, it could be.
I think we're in for a world of hurt in just a few minutes here.
Probably.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. I like the music. It's
yeah, it was good.
Good variety to it, at least. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there is definitely a lot of variety. I mean, yeah. the title music sounds nothing like the outside castle music.
Sounds nothing like the inside castle
well
music. Or the well music, and, yeah.
But yeah, so this is a side scroller where you're playing as Mylan, and you're trying to save the inhabitants.
I think it's
Mylan.
I've always pronounced it Mylan. It might be Milan.
I don't know.
Mylan's.
We're
going to
go
castle.
With Mylan.
Yeah.
But you're trying to save, like, the people of Castle Garland. You're going there because the people of this world.
Garland.
Judy Garland.
Judy.
So the people of this world apparently communicate through music.
Yeah.
And Mylan is unable to communicate.
He's tone deaf.
So he's like, leaving or something. But before he leaves the town, he's going to the castle to, like, talk to the queen or something,
but he can't talk to anybody, so I don't get it. I don't know.
So, like, but when he goes there, then this evil warlord Maharito shows up and takes over the castle and steals all their musical instruments, and so Mylan needs to save them,
right?
For some reason,
yeah. He volunteers to save the castle or whatever. Which, I don't know.
You were leaving anyways, man. Just get the fuck out of
there. Yeah, get out of there. Let them deal with that if you're leaving, you know? Not your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? By the end, he probably learns how to fucking, like, communicate through music.
Sing or play music or whatever, yeah.
But basically, yeah, you like, run and jump, and you can shoot, like,
you
bubbles.
Shoot bubbles, but they shoot diagonally, which is incredibly frustrating.
Like only diagonally.
Only diagonally, yeah. Yeah. So, like, it's very... Like, you have to be, like, spot on to hit some enemies.
They can go diagonally up or down.
Yeah, yeah.
But they
diagonally.
Can't go straight, apparently.
Yeah. They go at a 45.
45.
Well, should we fucking play this game?
I suppose.
I think we better do a shot before we get to this game, though.
I could be persuaded to do such a thing.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog, indeed. Let's fucking do this. Let's play some fucking Mylan's. Or wait. Whoa. Hit it twice. Let's move on to Mylan's Secret Castle. Okay, here we go. Game start. Okay, you're outside the castle. Okay, so here's what I did. I printed off some fucking guides for us because you want to go in that first door.
Yep, I did.
And in here, you want to get the coins. Oh, the coins in the upper left corner will be inaccessible. Obtain the honeycomb and find the music box.
I found the honeycomb because I knew where it was.
You watched a walkthrough.
Yeah, just of like the first like two levels.
You also want to get the coins in here. There's 16 coins I think you want to get out of this room. Oh, my God. Why are there just weird windows in a weird pattern? Oh, my God. There's enemies everywhere. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Mylan actually looks kind of great for an NES.
Yeah.
Like sprite.
Graphically, like, and stuff, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Although you can't actually, the bubbles do not go at a 45. They go at like a,
it's just like a very slight
angle. Wait, that was a door.
I know, but I need a key.
Oh,
to
you
get
need
through
a key.
It. The key, when I saw, like, the key was, like, right here.
There it is. See, like, it's on a tile that is invisible. Like, but did you get the music box? You didn't get the music box.
I don't need no fucking
music box. The music box to move on.
Nah.
Okay. Is that where you want to go? That's not where you want to go either. What? Okay.
I'm winging it, man.
I guess. All right. Oh, yeah. See, this is where we want to collect 16 coins in the music box in the first room. The music box was... It was on a platform. I see. Oh, there's keys all over the room. They're in different spots. Interesting. Okay. I'm just looking at a little map of the room. You wanted to go in room B and buy the medicine for $5. It's required to complete the game. Room B is the second room. Is that where you went, or you went in room C?
I don't fucking know. They don't have names.
Well, I know. But did you go in the door all the way on the end?
I got a game over, is what
you
I got.
You got a game over. Okay. All right. Let me show you how Mylan's Secret Castle is done here, Drake.
I was doing it my way.
I know. I'm going back. I'm going in this room. Here we go. I was doing it my way. How do you shoot down? Oh, you hold down.
You hold down.
Makes sense. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Yeah, yes. Look, I have one fucking life bar left.
You're about to get a game over. See, at least I beat the first room.
There, it said there was a key right here in my... Oh, my God, that thing. God damn it. You did beat the first room. I'm going to definitely die. All right, I'm
I was just
some
fucking
hearts.
Cruising through, man. I don't fucking care about the rules.
Well, the rule, I mean, they're just, like, they're not even rules.
There's a honeycomb.
How do I get it?
I think you got to break the brick above it first.
Oh, okay. Oh, it gives you full life.
It gives
life,
you
though.
Full life and an extra.
Oh, and an extra life bar?
An extra slot or whatever.
He like, all of a sudden speeds up, like,
yeah.
super fast.
He builds momentum.
One of these is the music box, I thought. I don't know. This fucking, this guide I got.
The music box is just, like, bonus level.
Oh, well, it said, the guide I'm reading says you need it to complete the game.
All right, well, we're not going to complete the game.
Well, yeah, but we're going to get pretty close, I think. I mean,
I really don't think so.
Yeah, well, generally, that's what we do on this podcast. Hang on, I'm going to...
Just fucking go in the door, man.
Hang on.
Get out of here.
Hang on.
You're fine.
I just want to see where the music box is. Can you hear
it's
my
like
paper?
Way down.
It's like 1997 here.
You, like, hit a brick, like, way down at the bottom.
To get the music box?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Okay.
But it just takes you to a bonus level that gives you some extra money.
It does? Oh, my God. Yeah, there's no knockback or, like, invincibility when you get hit.
Yeah. No invincibility frames.
It should be right fucking here.
Yeah, I think you have to hit it from underneath, like Mario.
Oh.
No, maybe not. Yeah,
there
it is. Oh.
I got the music box.
See, now it just takes you to a bonus.
Bonus stage. Oh, well,
where you
this
collect
is fun.
These notes.
Oh, I want to collect the notes. I was trying to avoid them.
Nope, get them.
I can't get any of them.
It's fine. It actually goes for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Like
how
a
many
surprise.
I
have no idea. It just gives you money depending on how many you collect. I think. Like the when
oh,
I watch.
Oh no! You don't want. You want the.
Oh, you want only the notes.
You don't want
and not
the flats
the...
and sharps. You do not want that.
You just want the notes.
You just want the notes. You don't want the B's or the flat symbol, if you will. I don't know about the sharps. I'm not going to fucking even attempt.
I see. That I did not gather from the bit that I watched. He seemed to just be collecting everything.
Everything. Well, I got 15 notes. Good.
Which gave you like $3.
Hell yeah. Okay, good. Now we got that. We've got our key. I'm so glad we did that. That really improved the experience of this game. Oh, my God. There's fucking bad guys everywhere.
There is.
This is nuts. I only have $13. I'm supposed to have 16 after this
round.
You'll
be fine.
Well, we need to buy the shoes, and the shoes are important for the boss. Apparently, you can't get to the boss without the shoes. So we're supposed to go in here. Here we go. And we buy the medicine for $5. Shrink when you touch the glove. Okay.
Yeah, there's a glove in the next area or whatever that'll shrink you. But
and then, okay, room C. I don't know. We want to buy the shoes. Where's the? Sorry, Revelers. I'm looking this up. I just want this little walkthrough here. Floor one. Enter room C. Purchase the shoes from the shop for $10. Obtain the honeycomb and find the music box. I mean, maybe we don't need to find the music box. I don't know. But is this where you died in room C here?
Yeah.
Is it fucking tough? Mm. Oh, look, I got some money.
Fuck yeah, man.
No, it's not tougher.
Well, I mean, kind of. I just didn't know where I was going. I think you've got to break some bricks up here and jump through because you can't get up there because you don't have the shoes.
Oh, but we need to buy the shoes room.
And now the one under it, and then you can jump up there and go down.
I got an umbrella. Oh, my God. You can't shoot up. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh,
and now this will bring you to a key.
Oh, hell
right
yeah.
There. Like, you can totally just make it through this room real easily.
Well, yeah, but we're supposed to buy the shoes in this room, and you need the shoes in order to access the boss. So do you remember
think
where
you
the...
do.
What?
I don't think you do.
That's what I read. I don't know.
I think what you're reading is wrong.
I don't think so.
See, just
I
go
found
through
the
that
secret door.
Because this will now take you... Go through the door.
Okay.
Now I think you just go in that middle thing right there.
In the window?
That's a door.
Okay.
And here's the boss.
Oh. No, but he's not here.
But he's not here.
You need the shoes. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So we have to find the shoes. So in order to do that, I think... Okay, I paused the game. The shoes are in room C. oh, there's the shop. I see it. Oh.
So fucking convoluted.
How the fuck do you get up there? Okay. This game is so fucking convoluted. How would you ever know what to do? Oh, the lightning was almost coming. If you're outside the castle too long, lightning comes down and fucking...
Yeah, so you can't even, like, get up to these things without the shoes. So.
Well, there's got to be a way to do it. Maybe we needed to collect the other music boxes in the rooms, you know? Like, see, like, they don't tell you to do these things because...
They don't tell you to fucking do
optional.
Anything. Like, I mean, I think you could have bought the shoes in the first... Room A.
You can, but it says to do it here. Oh, here we go.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Now we're cooking with juice.
Oh, and I found the honeycomb over there.
Yeah.
Although...
I think you push that block now.
Oh, you push
it? You...
How do you do... Oh, okay. Yep. Here we go. And now where is the... Oh, my God.
I don't know. It seems like it should have been in between those two blocks.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay,
get
here we go.
There, man.
Going in there. Okay. Shoes.
$10
for the shoes. Got them. Jump higher where springs are set. Okay. But now I still got to get out of this room, so I got to go back to the...
Yeah, now I think just fucking, like, get out of here. Then.
I have the key still.
You have the key still? Okay. Then the door should appear up
here.
It's still there.
Okay, here we go. Oh,
my God.
Oh, come on. All right. I have one
time. Oh,
Lightning's coming, man. How is it coming so fast?
Now
the boss is here. Oh, my God. I'm so fucked. Yeah. This is terrifying.
Just don't get hit.
Ow! I only had one life left. Oh, we almost beat the boss.
All right, we can do it this time.
I didn't even hit him once, but now we can do it. Now we know what's up. All right, get in there. Oh, and you don't even start with full life. What is that about? That's fucking garbage, is what it is. Yeah, get that music box, boss.
Okay, get some money.
Bonus stage money. Fuck yeah. That's how it's done. Drick, we do have a discussion question this week.
We do. We've had one for the last, like,
we haven't. We
three
keep forgetting to do it. It's our own
discussion
question,
but
I like it a lot. And I haven't actually thought about it as much as I should
have. Me neither. I still don't think I have an answer.
But let's at least pose the question, and then we'll come up with an answer throughout the episode. So our discussion question this week, you're fucking crushing this catch the music note thing. Our discussion question is... if you could choose one video game to turn into a Broadway musical, what?
29 notes.
I only got 13.
$7.
That's because I was getting everything at first and it kept subtracting my shit.
Right.
But okay, if you could turn one video game into a Broadway musical, what video game would that be? This all spawned because a few episodes ago, we were talking about the Matrix, the musical, and how funny that would be. So we decided, like, what video game would make a really good musical? And I'm not sure I know the answer. I mean, my initial thought is obviously Smash Brothers, the musical, only because that would get, like, so many different video game characters into the same musical, you know? But I don't think that's a feasible thing.
So plus
that's like a crossover game. Like let's try and keep it at like one franchise or something, you know?
One franchise.
Would you want Resident Evil the musical? Would you want fucking
terrible?
I mean it could be very funny.
Oh, see,
there's $16
in here. Yeah, $16 in here.
Yeah, you don't want to buy the shoes
here.
You don't want to buy the shoes from the first room cuz they're more expensive.
Yeah, I will have the money in a second. But.
So maybe that's actually because we don't need the money right now for anything else. And
well,
don't I need
to buy the medicine or something?
Well, you need to buy the medicine apparently to complete the game, but...
It's too late. I left the room.
Okay. You need to buy the medicine in that room B there, but...
Oh, right.
That room is only
What does
the
medicine do?
I don't know. Well, it says when you buy it, it...
May I help you?
It says shrink when you touch the glove,
but
I don't know what that means. What glove?
There's a glove at the top of like this next level.
Oh.
But I don't think it really is good. Didn't you get the honeycomb in this level?
I found it. It's
what
does
the
honeycomb
even
do?
It refills your health and gives you an extra
Right. It's like you'll find it when you're shooting these blocks up here. It's like it's over to your right on the other side of that wall. It's in those that little stack of blocks.
Right there.
Yeah, this it's the jumping, the platforming is a little I don't know how to put it.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's hard. Okay, here, okay, we, here go. We go. Now you're going to buy the shoes for $10.
Jump higher go. Where springs are set.
Okay. Oh, you still got to get the key, don't forget.
Yep, I know where it is.
Okay, it's right through here. Hell yeah. All
right. Trucking right along.
Trucking right along.
Wait, the key's not
the
here.
The key's not there. Oh, no.
It's been
well,
there.
Well, shoot it. Just maybe it has literally been there every time.
I know.
But maybe it changes or something. Maybe that's why on the maps of the rooms, there's multiple keys. Actually, there's only one key. It's in the very bottom right corner. I think you just didn't break the brick, the proper brick. The honeycomb's right next to you, right there. Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Now don't get hit by that guy. Oh, is that a spring? Those things are
springs?
Yeah,
but you needed the shoes to do
that. It's supposed to be in that corner.
Yeah, it should be right here, but it's not.
It's not there.
It's not there.
That's pretty fucking weird. Why is it there?
I don't know.
Maybe because you didn't get the... Well, no, you did get the medicine.
I got everything.
Did you get the honeycomb in the other level?
I think so. I don't know. But I don't think you need the honeycomb. Blocks.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that... But, like, do we know, like... Oh, what's over there? Secret. Can you... Oh, it's another shop. 50 bucks for a lantern.
Shit.
You don't want that lantern. Power. For $5. What's that? Get it.
Well, I'm getting it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. I don't know what that did, but... Is that weird block underneath that block?
I don't know.
Oh.
Get me out of here, man.
Get me out of here. Oh, my God.
Apparently, I'm just, like, trapped in here now.
Why? You can't...
Well, I know. I can make it out, I think, but...
You can't break those blocks below you? You are trapped in here. What is happening? What the fuck is this game all about?
Now I can break these.
Now you can break them, but you couldn't before?
Okay, I can't break this one.
Yeah, you can. Maybe just stand a little farther away. I don't... Like, the hit detection is so bad in this game? Is that what it is? No. Push that block. Try and push that or something. Yeah, there we go.
Okay,
you're out. But you still need the key.
I know.
There it is.
Now it's there.
Weird.
Jesus Christ. What the hell is happening with this game?
It's fucking so weird. All right,
so I have the key now.
All right, now the door's at the
top
of this stack.
The door should just, like, appear.
Yep, there you go.
I...
You have to shoot blank squares.
Okay.
Okay, now it's boss time, and you got basically full life. Here we go. You can do this. Don't get hit. You got to hit him in the head. I think it makes a noise when you hit him. It doesn't, like, he doesn't, like, flash or anything, so that's... You have to hit him above.
It makes a noise. I've heard it a few times.
Yeah. Oh, you got him. Oh, my God.
We beat the fucking first boss.
Holy shit. What are we looking at time-wise? God. Oh, we got loads of time.
We're looking like the fucking greatest.
You're on floor
Milan
two.
Secret
okay,
castle.
So here's what you want to do. I want to go to room F, which is go to your left. It's the window right
above me?
You. Yep.
Right here?
You want to go in there and collect the honeycomb and music box.
Ooh, lightning was coming for me.
Oh, my God.
And
okay.
Where do I find
Let's
those
Let's see.
Things?
The honeycomb is...
Hope I'm supposed to go down because I'm...
I think you have to go down.
These things just, like, fall away as you stand on them.
Oh, interesting. Okay. They're, like, little weird little... Can you... If you jump, do they... Like, oh, okay. But let's see. If you go down... Go down there and then jump up, not the next one, but the next one. Does that make sense? Not there, but that one, go up and then can you jump?
Can't.
Oh, you can't. Oh, weird. Oh, that's a spring.
I'm gonna
have
to go up and around.
You have to go up and around, yeah. Man, that's fucking just hard. Yes, I don't know. Or just a waste of fucking time.
Just a fucking maze in here, man.
It is. Okay.
Oh, my God. This fucking thing is flying all over the place.
Oh, where's the music box? Oh, I see where it is. Okay. It's near the exit. It's actually right there on the corner.
Where?
Right where you're standing. Oh, you have to hit it from below. Remember?
Oh, right.
Yep.
There it is.
There it is.
All right.
Nice.
Bonus.
Bonus stage. Collect them music notes. Oh, right, because they speak in music, so this is perfect.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're just collecting them all. Pokemon. Music notes. Hell yeah. What happens if you collect a sharp? I know the flats. The flat symbols. Oh, you almost had it.
I almost had it.
The flat symbols take away points, but I don't know. I don't think I caught a sharp. Unless I did. I don't really know. But
you probably did, but we weren't really... I wasn't paying attention at first, so...
No, me neither. Because so you told me I thought I had to collect
everything. I thought you did, too.
But holy shit, you're crushing this one.
40 notes.
Dude.
Gave me like 10 bucks, man.
You got 25 bones, Drake.
Damn right.
You're doing great.
Oh, God. Now it takes me back to the fucking beginning, though.
Oh, that is fucking garbage. All right. Well, let's keep going, though. We're doing okay. We're doing okay. We're actually way farther than I thought we would ever
we
get.
We beat the first boss,
Mylan's
man.
Secret Castle.
Yeah, this game is
actually
very
was,
obtuse.
It was recommended by our producer Nathan, who's not with us. He was gonna be here.
He was supposed to be here tonight,
But something came up and he couldn't be here. So, but we decided to play it anyway, even though he wanted to be here for it.
Well, we had already done all our research.
We had. So. okay, so now you want to go down there?
Where's the honeycomb?
It's in the very center. Like, you need to go down. Don't go all the way down, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stop there. Go
right
over
here.
Go over there. Yep. Basically, you want to, it's above you. It's on the floor above you.
It's not above me. Oh, no.
We got to go all the way around again. Fucking tedious. Okay, though. Hang on. Musical.
Musical.
Video game that you want to make a musical.
Like, my instinct goes to like Zelda
the musical, The Legend of Zelda the musical. I mean, it is
god,
oh
damn it,
god.
Those ones, like these ones, just
they drop
right away, whereas other ones, it's these little like platforms that normally they slowly fall away from under you if you're on a big stack of them, but there's a couple of them that just the second you step on them you just fall right through.
Yeah. Can you, from there, can you, no, you can't jump up. Right. Okay.
No.
Don't jump on these fucking things.
Yeah.
We don't want to go around again. Oh God. Oh my God. Enemies everywhere. Okay. Here we go. There's the key. So see that green pillar directly above you?
Yep.
Inside of that, like in the middle of that is where the honeycomb is.
Is that basically why we're here?
I think so. Is to get the honeycomb. Well, because it gives you more life, and I think you
right.
need it. You know, like I.
Oh.
Oh, you found a shop. Oh. You could buy something for $15, a lantern.
I don't know what it. Do I need that?
I don't know. Try
to save my money for now.
Okay. Okay, down. Yeah, so it's right. It's in one of these. It's like in the middle. Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Nice. Oh, my God. Don't die, though. It's hard. You can't see the ground. Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, I think I can make it back up there.
Oh, my God. I think you need to break more. Oh, my God. You're going to die. Oh, they don't break. Okay.
God damn it.
And these enemies keep fucking respawning like little bitches. There we go.
There we
got
go.
The
all
honeycomb.
Right.
Okay.
Now I think the key was over
the
here.
The key was literally right there, but now it's not there. So
yeah,
why is
right?
it?
Wasn't it like right here?
Yeah. And
oh
now
my
you're
God, now I'm down here fucking again.
All right, The Legend of Zelda the musical.
Legend of Zelda the musical. You know, I mean,
could
I guess it depends on which you know story you're going with. I guess
would that be weird
as...
though, because Link doesn't talk. You know, like I don't know. That's why I always find it weird with some video games, especially like main characters a lot, because I think like they want you to think like it's you.
I
know,
but
so they don't speak.
That's stupid.
Well, I always liked that Link never spoke. You know, he goes, "Yeah."
Oh,
there's
now
the, key.
The key's over there, but I can't get over there now.
Oh man! All right, well, go around one more time. Get the fucking key. Oh, you got to break the bricks to your left or right. I mean,
I know because I can't.
I think you're just gonna have to go around again. Like, there's no way to get back up through.
I know.
Unless it's over here again. Unless it reappeared on your way. No.
This is fucking ridiculous.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Where is even, like, the door in the end game?
The exit door is in the very top left corner. So you're going to have to get the key and go around one more time. Although you messed up. Why are you down here?
I
did mess up.
Because apparently I was able to, I don't know, make it. I didn't do it right.
Okay.
That's why.
I see.
Basically, gotcha. Is what it comes down to is I fucked up.
Okay. Let's see. If I had to make a video game musical, you know, my answer pretty much in these questions is always Earthbound. Like, I think an Earthbound musical.
Okay,
I
have
be,
the key.
You got the key. Now you got to go around again, though. But an Earthbound musical, I think, could be fantastic. I don't know. Ness, Paula, Pooh, all singing
about
their adventures.
It could be, you know, fairly comical and everything.
Comical, family friendly. They talk about poop a lot. Fucking great.
I could see that working. That's a good answer.
Yeah, an Earthbound musical. I don't know. What about a Mylan's Secret Castle musical?
No.
My name is Mylan.
Boom. All right.
Oh, my God.
Here.
Okay.
I don't know where to go
next.
All
the lightning is falling. Let's see.
You got to avoid that lightning.
We want to go to room G.
Because I sat out here too long. Like, you sit out here too long one time, and the lightning seems like it's now forever going to be falling.
Right.
Which I sat out here because I had to figure out what room I was supposed to go in next. And I guess I should have paused it. Didn't know.
Okay, so we need to go to room G and purchase the vest from the shop for $25, obtain the honeycomb, and find the music box. That's room G, so you're going to have to be my navigator.
Okay, do you know where room G is?
I think so. I think it's this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The lightning is going to get me. Oh, it's this
one,
right?
Get in there, man. I don't know.
I think so. Does this look like room G?
Yes.
Okay, where do I go?
Let's see. What do you need?
I need to go to the shop.
The shop.
And also I need the honeycomb and the music box.
So the shop is in the bottom right corner.
Whoa!
In the
end, just look
in
at the floor.
End of Hudson.
At the end of Hudson. Okay. Oh my God. This one is
it's in there.
Hard.
I don't know how you get in there though. It's inside the N.
Oh, right here.
Oh, yeah, but I think you need the key maybe then first, which there it shows there's a key next to you, but it's clearly not
it's
there.
It's not there. So
otherwise, there's a key all the way on the other side of the H.
All the way on the other side of the H. Let's see if it's even there.
I don't know how you get these keys.
There should be
one on the ground in the corner there it's showing.
Like in the very corner?
Yeah.
Well, see, it's not there, but and I can't hit it because I can't get in there. So I don't know.
Yeah, that I don't quite understand how you're supposed to get either of these keys that it's showing.
Well, is there another key on the map?
Yes, but it was right over by the N.
Oh, that's the only. Oh my God, there's
and
not
that
another
also
one up
wasn't
here anywhere?
There. No.
All right, where's the honeycomb?
The honeycomb is. Let me try to figure out where the fuck you are right now. You're little. You got punched by the boxing glove.
Oh, I'm little.
Yep.
Oh, when you touch
the
glove. The
glove makes
that's
you little. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm
here,
so
yeah, you're going to die.
There are so many enemies.
And they're all, like, flying around. Okay, the honeycomb is up.
God damn it.
Higher.
Wait, I'm little. Can I go in the shop? Yep.
Okay. Oh, there's a shop.
Okay.
Wait, what are you buying?
I'm buying
what the
this.
What is that?
The vest, I think.
The vest.
Helps
you
in
the
fire
room.
Okay, well, you've got it.
All right, that's random.
Yep. But good to have. Good to have. Okay, here
maybe.
We go. I'm gonna game the system here. Here we go. Okay, now where is the honeycomb?
Over it should be up in here, but if you were to shoot kind of down, it's in the bottom of this part that you were just standing on.
It's
like at the bottom of that. Underneath you right there. Right there.
Right there. Oh, but I died. Oh, game over.
Okay, now we can try hold left and press start.
Oh, it does.
Yeah,
it starts
puts
you
right,
like
back,
right in the same room.
Right back in the
but
same
look at,
room.
We have, like, no life.
Don't worry. You've gotten a little bit, at least.
Yeah.
But it, question I, is, do you already have the best
start
then?
You with,
I, yeah, you spent all your money.
Oh, yeah, there's
you
no inventory
$4,
screen.
So.
That's another thing they added in the Game Boy version.
Oh,
is an inventory screen,
okay.
So you know what you have.
I can dig that.
Okay.
I mean, I assume you have it because you only have $4.
I do. I can't get this fucking honeycomb, though.
Oh, you have to be little, I bet.
Oh, so I have to touch the glove? All right. I'm going
it
to
would,
touch
it. It would make sense.
I'm going to touch the glove. Where's the glove? It's over
right
here
there.
Somewhere.
Oh, there's a door.
I found a door.
You need the key.
Here we go. Am I little?
Yep, you are now.
I'm little. Okay, here
okay.
we go.
Get back up there.
Oh, my God. You got to run from these. Oh, these. There's this thing that fucking spits fireballs.
Okay, now fall down there. Get it.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay,
okay we got
I'll
the honeycomb.
Life. Now where do I go?
Now
I go
you need
in this door.
Key.
Oh, I need the key. Where's the... Okay.
See, it's either next to the H or the N. Those are the only keys
the
I'm
only
showing.
Keys.
Maybe you have to be little, and that's why you couldn't get them before or something.
Oh,
there it is.
There it is. See, now it's just there. What? Why is it there sometimes?
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe you have to do things in a certain order or something?
Maybe.
Where's it's the door? I lost the
up
door.
Up there. Right above you.
Right above me. Oh, I see it. Okay, okay. I'm getting out of here.
All
okay,
right.
Now we're... Now
pause
where we
it
go?
Before you get lightning.
I
have no idea.
Oh. Right.
Well, maybe.
Well, no. Now we want to go... Oh, yeah. Enter the well. You will be able to see where to go if you have the lamp. Oh, we don't have the lamp.
It's fine.
Were we supposed to...
Probably.
Okay, probably fine. You'll be able to see where you
the,
go. It says.
The well is like over to the right. I saw that it's like down on the ground. It's
oh,
like
it's
down
right there.
There.
Okay, I'm going in the
okay.
well. I'm in the well.
So it's dark.
It's dark as shit. Do I want to be small, do you think?
I have no idea. When you jump into the well without the lamp, you'll land in pitch darkness, making it very hard. I mean, we could probably
are we
be done.
Oh, we are done. Okay. We won't
we
do
did.
The well.
I mean, we did pretty good here, man.
We did pretty I'm good. I mean, I think we would not have done good without these guides. Like,
no.
We needed these guides. That's why I was like, I'm printing. I'm going to print off the first two levels. I don't think we'll even get that far, but we did. So, good thing I did.
We beat the first boss. We made it a few other rooms in.
We did. And honestly, I had more fun with Mylan Secret Castle than I was expecting to. I was expecting us to crash and burn hard
yeah.
on this one.
Do you want to know how fast somebody can beat this game, though?
Yes, I do. I'd like to guess.
Okay.
8 minutes.
I mean...
8 minutes in 17 seconds.
Very close. 8 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, shit. I only know that because you told me earlier.
And at first when I, like, because I, you know, I watched a long play, I mean, just for a bit, I was like, I'll watch the first, like, two rooms or something just so I know what the fuck we're doing. And that long play is, like, 50 minutes long or something. So I'm like, oh, I mean, that probably about what it, you know, takes to beat it or something.
Yeah.
And then the speed run, I'm like, 8 minutes, it's got to be, like, glitches and stuff, right? And I watched it, and it's like...
No,
he's just running, like, doing everything perfectly and
I mean,
just cruising through the levels. He just knows exactly, yeah, everywhere to go. It's weird. There must not be a lot of people who have played this game for speedrun timings because it's, like, the list is, like, 8 minutes and 25 seconds and, you know, incrementally slightly up from there up until, like, the 8th place person. Where it all of a sudden jumps from, like, 10 minutes to, like, an hour.
An hour. I see. Okay.
So
not
it's
a
like,
lot of people are speedrunning in Mylan Secret Castle.
Apparently, there's, like, 7
okay.
people
okay.
that do it.
Interesting. Well, let's... oh, my gosh. We're not even ready
oh, we're
here.
Not.
We got to do final shots for
So what are we saying? Thoughts. Like, you're saying Earthbound?
I think I'm going to say Earthbound
musical. I think that's actually a really good
I think
answer.
That would be fun. I think... or, I mean, I don't know if it would be... if it would be Earthbound the musical or if it would just be Mother the musical.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know how they decide to do that, but Earthbound is actually a flashier title than Mother, but
yeah. I mean,
but maybe with
either way, but if it was Mother, it should be like what Mother 2 because that's
Mother 2.
Earthbound.
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
should be Earthbound
yeah,
based
yeah.
on Earthbound, which is Mother 2, right?
Yeah. So Earthbound the musical. I don't know. I think that sounds fun. Like
yeah, that actually sounds like a really good answer.
You can go to
like yeah, my instinct says Zelda, but really I don't know that that's a good answer.
Well, I just I don't know if it is because it in a game like Zelda once like
I mean
Link
has talked
Link has a voice,
in other
but,
things like there's been cartoons of Link.
I know.
And he has
I know.
Talked.
I know. But like really, but even that is disappointing because
right.
he doesn't sound like he does in your own head, you know, and like. I don't know. And it's obvious, like, when you're playing, like, Ocarina of Time or something, you know, you're having conversations with people. You just don't hear what Link is saying, you know? Yeah. And I don't know. But a Zelda musical would fucking, I'm sure, sell like hotcakes.
Probably.
It would have to be, it would have to be the right balance of funny and, like, action-packed, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be hard to strike that balance.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, there's always Mario.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Super Mario Brothers.
The classic,
musical.
Because that's at least something like
everybody
knows.
Yep. Yeah, like.
But honestly, yeah, I think Earthbound is the correct answer.
I think it might be. Earthbound the musical.
That, I think that could actually work.
Like, really well.
I mean, it would work.
It
but
would
like,
work. Well, yeah.
No one's going to see that.
Well, I mean, I would see
other
that.
Other than
I'd,
the,
I'd,
yes,
I'd,
like,
I'd
gamers
fucking...
and stuff. Like, nobody fucking knows what Earthbound is outside of, like, gamers and everything.
Well,
you know.
I don't know. Smashers know what Earthbound is.
Well, right.
Well, actually, they know who Ness and Lucas are, yeah. But I don't know if they know what Earthbound is.
But it wasn't like this, like, huge Smash success. That's right. Why Mother 1 and 3 have never come to America.
I know. Well, Mother 3 has not come to America for other reasons, but there's a pretty poor depiction of gypsies in the game, and it's fairly racist. And so I think that is actually the main reason that the game has not come to the West.
Lots of things that say stuff about gypsies.
Well, it's the way they're depicted, I think, in the game. I don't know. I've played Mother 3, but I haven't got to that part. Like, I've only played the first third of it or something.
I mean, there's lots of racist stuff from back in the day.
Well,
me and Abby were just watching Peter Pan the other day.
Oh, it's super racist.
That was rough.
Yeah,
like,
it is rough.
There was some parts where it was just like
super cringe. Like, oh my god,
this is bad. Yeah. You guys,
yeah, like, what are you fucking doing?
You fucking, this is your portrayal of like
Native Americans?
Like the whole what makes the red man red and all.
Oh
that
my god,
it's
that's
just like
inappropriate.
It's so racist. It's just so bad. I mean, there's some there's, you know, old Disney movies. There's some bad stuff, but this one,
yeah.
It was rough.
A lot of the, you know, like Looney Tunes and Disney, especially like those older cartoons from like the 30s, 40s. There's a lot of them that are just super bad.
And that's why I at least appreciate that at the beginning of on Disney Plus. Now they acknowledge, they're like, this was made from a different time. Basically, it's like saying, like, you know, content is questionable. Yeah. Or like,
but I do appreciate that they still have it on there because,
right,
like, yes,
I mean, they won't put Song of the South on there, but
they won't. I thought it was on there.
No, Song of the Disney's basically tried to bury the fact that Song of the South even exists.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. See, that's the thing though, like, yes, it's terrible. But it's still part of history,
right?
You know, so like we shouldn't just like try and pretend it doesn't exist. Like let's have a conversation about it or something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Hard to say. But Peter Pan, ooh, it's rough.
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland, though, still fantastic.
Oh god, I love that movie. That's my favorite Disney movie. It always has been, and it always will be. I fucking love that movie. Anyway, Drake, we need to fucking do some final shots for final thoughts.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Okay. Okay, Drake, how many honeycombs out of 5 do you give? Ooh, that whiskey, like, like, hit me later. I don't know. That was weird.
Hit me later.
How many honeycombs out of 5 do you give Mylan's Secret Castle?
Huh.
It's tough. We got actually. I'm shocked by how far we got in this.
But
shocked.
Yeah, without, you know, knowing where the fuck to go and everything, like, this game is very obtuse.
Oh god.
It's
so
much
more
just
obtuse because you can pick which door to go in. Like,
right.
So you just don't know like what the order is.
It seems damn near impossible to just like figure out on your own.
I mean, but granted, back in 1988, you know, like fucking, that's how you played video games. You just played the same fucking thing over and over until you knew what to do.
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, obviously, people figure it out because
people
beat it and everything.
They can beat it in 8 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, like.
You know, I like the graphics, like the sprites and stuff are cool. Like
Mine
the character
looks, good.
Looks pretty good.
He's got that little floppy hat on. Yeah. I like that. And he's got overalls like Mario. He actually looks very similar to Mario without the mustache and a different hat. But
like the controls are questionable. The platforming isn't great.
Yeah.
And the whole fact that you like starting from a standstill, you run very slow, but you build up speed over time. So if you have to make a like long jump though in a short distance, it's
weird,
like
the
really
way
hard
speed
to do it.
Builds up though. It's like he starts off moving so his initial dash is like so
very
slow,
and then
all of a sudden
running.
He goes woo, like he
and
just
it's
goes.
Not you're not holding a button to run like Mario.
Yeah,
or
you just hold
so
right, you know,
you're
or
just
left,
holding
or
right or left.
Going.
You speed up, and all of a sudden you're going really fast.
Yeah,
music is good,
but how many honeycombs, Dre?
Feel like I got to give it like a 2.
A 2? Yeah.
It's just so obtuse and like
really
hard to
2.
Play and figure out what the fuck you're supposed to do. There's so many enemies.
Without the guides, you'd never get anywhere. But with the guides, I feel like it's maybe too easy. I don't know. It still wasn't
too
easy.
I don't know if it's too easy.
Yeah, it's not at all. And plus, we were only on the second level of the castle. There's 4 levels of the castle.
Right.
I'm told. And then plus the well and I think two towers.
Or something.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's quite a bit in this game, I think. But obviously only 8 minutes worth if you're doing it flawlessly.
Oh, yeah. If you're doing it flawlessly.
Or 8.5 minutes.
Like, yeah. You know, I watched like half of a speed run. And I mean, he goes down in the well and just apparently if we know where we're going in the well, we can just get through it lickety split.
Right, right. Cool. What did other people think of this game?
Not very highly.
Not very highly.
GameSpot gave it a 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10?
IGN, a 4 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. GameSpot, that guy's review is hilarious. There's a great quote. What did he say? It's like, this is maybe the worst Nintendo game ever made.
He said, yeah.
What's his name like?
Frank Provo described the game as easily one of the worst games ever made.
Yeah.
He criticized the control screen, saying Mylan runs like his feet are greased and his jumps are easily interrupted by nearby blocks that are adjacent or directly above him.
Yeah.
He awarded, a terrible score of 2 out of 10. Even Nintendo Life, I don't know what that is.
Nintendo Life is like a website.
Yeah, they gave it a 3 out of 10.
Okay. Well, one better.
So,
yeah.
These 3 scores average out to about then a 3 out of 10.
All right. Well.
2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, and 4.
All
out
of 10.
3
out
of 10. So, I don't know.
Not great.
Not great.
Apparently.
But this game has a weird
cult
following.
It got a sequel in Japan only, called Doremi Fantasy.
Doremi Fantasy. It's on the
Mylan no Doki Doki Daiboken.
Yes, but apparently it's a fantastic game. It
really
is.
Why did that come out fucking here?
I don't know. Maybe it did. It didn't. It's not called something else. Like it.
No. It said it was released only in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Well, my Retron can play Super Famicom games.
Maybe we should
get
it.
Maybe
I
should get it. It doesn't seem like a game where it. Not being able to understand Japanese is going to be detrimental.
No, it's not
going to
be a thing at all. I mean, because even in the shops, like, there's still a little picture of what you're buying, you know? So, I don't know. Mylan Secret Castle, okay.
Yeah.
Not the greatest.
No. It's I don't know.
We did better than I was expecting us to do.
Yeah.
I didn't actually think we would even beat a boss or even get near
that. Fucking
kicked
that boss's ass, man.
You really did.
Yeah, when I was watching the little, like, I watched him fight, like, in the speedrun, like, 3 or 4 bosses or something, and they were all exactly the same.
Yeah, they're all the same. Apparently, all the bosses
have
the
same
attack.
They look slightly different,
pattern.
But they just, like, hop around and shoot this little purple shit at you that you just dodge. And
except for the last boss.
Yeah.
Apparently, the last boss, you fight him on multiple levels or something, and, like, and on each level, there's a version of the boss which might be the real
which
boss.
That's what I was just kind of scrubbing through it to try to get to the end to try to see credits.
Right.
And it seemed like, oh, you just avoided this guy and this guy
again,
and now you're
one.
Fighting this one
there's
who
one
looks exactly
one.
Like these other guys you were not fighting, and then the game was over.
And that was a big complaint about it, is like once you get to the final boss, you basically either have to be so good that you kill however, like
all
2 to 4 bosses or something before you get to the real one and then kill that one. Like, but otherwise you just have to know which one is the real one. And I don't know. Like, I don't know how you would know that, but yeah. I mean, with guides or something.
Right, I guess.
Yeah, because somebody figured it out.
Playing it in 1988.
You didn't know
how you fucking figuring yeah. any of this shit out.
I think this game might be one of, like, the most called about games to Nintendo Power of all time.
It's probably like this game and Castlevania 2.
Castlevania 2. Yeah, it was the kneeling in Castlevania 2.
There's just the one part that nobody could figure yep. out in Castlevania
and
2.
And I think this game is also on that list. Like, I always remember my Secret Castle is on... There's something odd about it where, like, yeah, like, nobody could figure out... There's, like, a part that is impossible to pass unless you're told how to do it, you know? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. But,
who knows? It's, yep. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. I'm going to agree. 2 out of 5. Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Mylan's Secret Castle, could they do that?
I suppose. You could find me.
Whoa! Why don't you go play some smooth jazz?
Gonna take a little nap.
Yeah, geez.
But you can find me at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt. And early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Jurik?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, game suggestions, discussion questions. We would love discussion questions. I feel like we didn't quite dive into our discussion question tonight as much as maybe we should have, but I don't know how much more we can dive into it. But
Earthbound.
Great. Perfect. But yeah, we would love for you to send in discussion questions, Revelers. Like, that would be sweet.
Yes, please.
Let's see. God, you're just so yawny over here, Jurik. Get it together.
Bored out of my mind.
Get
man.
It together. I lost my train of thought. I don't know. I think that's...
Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts if you want to.
Please do. We would appreciate it. You want to take us out, Jurik?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, Castle Crashers.
Game on, Castle Crashers.
I breathe the same amount anybody fucking breathes.
The regular amount?
The regular amount. I'll breathe.
Enough oxygen to survive?
I've been surviving off the way I breathe for 35 years.